In our various meetings in the Somali capital Mogadishu, Mohamed highlighted parliamentary elections that are underway as an opportunity to build on the progress made in women's political participation.
The focus has been on the elections and in particular women's participation and the 30% quota that has been promised. It's essential to have that and more if we can. Somalia has done well to get the 24%, but in the upper house and the lower house, we must see the 30%. Currently, it appears that we're moving to more than 24% in the upper house, but it's not guaranteed. And so what we were doing was speaking to all those who have something to do with this process.
The UN official emphasized that women's full inclusion in all sectors of society will contribute to the war torn country's greater resilience, peace and stability.
Well, it's more than just a quota. It's also about women's economic empowerment. It's about their place in society and the growth of this nation that needs to be inclusive as we work towards peace. So the Women, Peace and Security agenda is very important. It's still about finding peace in Somalia, in spite of the elections that will happen.
While urging timely, inclusive, peaceful and credible elections, the deputy UN chief expressed her solidarity with Somali women in demanding equal participation in the political process.
I think there is always a concern when two important parties have a rift, and in particular as we're going towards the elections. But I believe the discussions that we had with them today and those that they are having themselves look as though they will resolve those disputes and the elections will go ahead. We do impress upon them that it is important to resolve those as quickly as possible.
Somalia, a country already battered by decades of civil war and deadly attacks from Islamist insurgents linked to Al-Qaeda, is gearing up for a long-delayed presidential vote. The troubled country is currently holding elections for its upper house and is also preparing for elections for its lower house, known as the House of the People. The UN and other international partners have been heavily engaged in supporting national efforts to advance the poll, frequently voicing support for greater inclusion of women in the country's political arena. Ruben Chama, VOA News, Nairobi.